So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So welcome in, Aditi Kankabwala. Hello, Aditi. How are you?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Aditi Kankabwala, the NFL Network. Find her on Twitter at @AKankabwala. How are you? You're doing well. We've established you're doing well. That's wonderful.
I am. I'm tired. I just fell asleep on the couch waiting for you to call.
You fell asleep.
I was a little confused by that. I can't tell if it was an impersonation or an actual person.
Aditi, I have not had someone fall asleep on the couch waiting for me to call since high school.
At least I'm keeping it honest, right?
Yeah, you are. The Steelers and the Patriots, they played tonight. You were there, obviously. And you see everything that's going on with the Steelers. I watched that game. It was the game of the week. It was a big, big, big one and a big storyline of the whole thing. Aditi, I don't think I take either one of these teams seriously to win a Super Bowl this year, though. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know that either team is really that good. But you know what? The idea is that you don't want to peak too early either. So maybe they're both getting a little bit better, a little bit better. And if they're beginning to play well at the right time, who knows? I don't know. I mean, maybe that's an option is what I'm saying. Maybe they will be that, but
I watch some of these other teams, Aditi, and they seem to play inspired football when they need to. And when I see the Steelers, they just seem to go back on their talent. Now, I know you got to play a bit inspired to beat the Patriots, so I'll give credit where it's due. But I still watch them thinking, man, if you guys lose to one of these teams or are losing to one of these teams coming up the playoffs that you're supposed to beat, like you really were supposed to beat the Jaguars last year, I just don't think that they'd be able to respond the way that a team in a true championship chase is able to respond. And you're not disagreeing with me.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, look at what the last 3 weeks have shown. And you know what? It's interesting because that was the feeling yesterday. You know, I was watching the Browns play yesterday, and it's not like they played great, but a good team does enough to beat a team that it's supposed to, which is what the Browns did yesterday. They did enough to be able to beat the Broncos. The Steelers did not do that in Denver, did not do that in Oakland, clearly have struggled with that. But today, when their backs were absolutely against the wall, they came up with the big play where they needed to. And the defense was absolutely gassed. The Patriots had the ball for 10 of the 15 minutes in the third quarter, mm-hmm. and then were putting together another clock-bleeding, tough drive in the fourth quarter. I was watching the Steelers' defense. I mean, these guys were absolutely gulping for air. But they did what they needed to do. They came up with the plays. And that's, you know, Center Marquise Pouncey said to me, this was where the playoffs started.
Aditi Kankabwala joining us on the show. Is Mike Tomlin coaching for his job?
No. I mean, that's just so Art Rooney is never going to have. If Mike Tomlin were to leave, if Mike Tomlin were to finished coaching the Steelers, it would be because of Mike Tomlin, not because of anyone else.
Really?
Yes.
He's never going
to.
So
gets to write, gets to say goodbye when he wants to say goodbye.
You're kidding me. So
I mean, the Steelers have had three coaches in 50 years.
Okay, I understand that, but say they would have lost today. It's all coulda, woulda, shoulda stuff. Because they got who? New Orleans next week?
Correct.
Oh, at least it gets easier for them. So they got New Orleans next week. Say they would have lost today. Say they would have lost the division somehow. They wouldn't have won the division. Say Baltimore would have come up and took the division away. Mike Tomlin stays.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, Art Rooney is not a guy that really loves change. But look, Mike Tomlin himself could decide he's done. He could say, okay, I've dealt enough with the divas at this position and the passive-aggressive people at this position, and I've made plenty of money, and I'm ready to call it a day and move on and do something different.
Boy, if you were Mike Tomlin, why would...
That's more likely. It's more likely that Mike Tomlin decides when he's going than somebody tells Mike Tomlin you're going.
Aditi Kinkabwala with us on the show. Is there any chance that he's burned out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there any chance that he's burned out? Because you mentioned that it would be more likely that he would leave on his own accord. He's been around for a long time. There is such a thing as burnout.
No, of course, yes. And it's also, you know, do you feel that your message is being heard? All of those things are valid questions, but that's where these next two games really are important. Today was a big win. He walked out of there very happy today.
All right,
I mean,
just
that's energizing,
sure.
But let's see what happens the next 2 weeks.
Aditi Kinkabwala, who's in the driver's seat then in the AFC?
My gosh, it's so hard to answer who the best team in the AFC is.
Oh, I bet I could answer it.
Really?
I think the Chargers are.
Oh, see, and the Chargers was absolutely pedestrian in Pittsburgh for a period of time until the Steelers decided they wanted to stop playing.
So, okay, is that their fault? Is that the Chargers' fault? It's not the Chargers' fault.
But what I'm just saying is that they were a team that looked eminently beatable for a period of time. And
well, they were on the road.
To win the Super Bowl, you have to be on the road at some point.
All right, but if they're on the road, and they might, I mean, every team's going to look beatable at some point. The Rams are at home. They look beatable right now. They're getting their asses kicked. I shouldn't use that as an example. But have teams
they
that
look very, very... I know, seriously, I'm sitting here watching this, but it is. I will say this. It's fun to watch Nick Foles and the Eagles do this.
What? It's frustrating to watch Nick Foles and the Eagles do this.
Why?
Because it's a tease, Aditi. It's a tease about quarterbacks. It's a tease about Nick Foles. That's all it is. Like, is this magic going to be created again?
Nick Foles is a heck of a gamer.
But how do I pay a gamer? How do I make a gamer my guy? Because in the first few weeks of the season, he really wasn't that great of a gamer.
I mean, that's all very fair. But it's fun to see. It's not as much fun when there's one super dominant team. When you really don't know how it's going to go, when you don't know what's happening every week.
But don't you see it, Aditi? I live in the world of the hot takes, so I need my hot takes to stand for a while. So I embarrass myself if I come out here and I go, these guys, they suck canal water and they're terrible. You're coughing. Why are you coughing?
I don't know. As a fan, I just think this is fun. That you really, it literally is one of those any given Sunday things.
No, wait a minute. Why were you coughing? You didn't answer the question.
Not feeling fabulously well.
Why? What's the matter? Are you under the weather?
I got to Heinz Field at 7 a.m. and it rained for the first, I don't know, 4 hours that we were there. That was a long day. And here I am at 11 o'clock up talking to you instead of sleeping on the couch.
Oh. What? On the couch?
Well, the couch is the single most comfortable place to sleep, I'll say that.
I sleep on the couch because I snore sometimes when I'm really tired or really drunk. Either one of the two things.
Do they happen a lot? Are they mutually exclusive?
No. I'm trying to figure out the definition of mutually exclusive because I want to make sure that's right. Does Greg Williams have a shot? Let's go
right now.
Let me go. Let me go.
Touchdown.
Say what? I'm talking to you, Aditi. I'm trying to do this. Can't look at the TV all the time, Aditi.
Really? You don't
yes.
have it on in the background?
I have it on, but it's over to my right, and it's away from the mic. So I turn this way, and when I look at the... See, I got to get away from the mic to look at the TV. You get what I'm saying? Let me ask you a couple more questions around the AFC North, okay?
Okay.
All right. If the Ravens make the playoffs, do they reevaluate what's going on with John Harbaugh? Does John Harbaugh and Steve Bisciotti decide to still mutually agree to part ways, or do they stick around and continue to go through this?
I think it depends how far into the playoffs
they go. AFC championship game, but they lose.
I could see them still deciding mutually to go their separate ways. But again, I mean, John Harbaugh is a really, really good coach. I don't think that he would be pushed out. I think it would be his decision.
I think it's very difficult. No, I think you're right. Aditi, I just think it's difficult to think. It's difficult for me to answer this question because, say they start off 4-5 next year. Are we going to do this whole conversation over all over again about John Harbaugh and firing him next year? Like, you have to give some leeway to the guy. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the Ravens. You have to give some leeway to the guy.
I mean, you're right. I hear what you're saying. But also, there's the idea that after 10 years, your message maybe isn't heard as well. That perhaps you're not connecting as well. Or maybe ownership wants to make a change.
Exactly.
To make a change.
Do you think Lamar Jackson is the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens next year? And if so, where does Joe Flacco end up?
Oh, boy. I do think that Jackson is the guy now. I mean, clearly they've made that decision. Flacco does not remain a Raven. Where does he go? I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is.
You've been up for as long as I have been.
Oh, come on. You know I stay up 36 hours straight between Sundays and Mondays?
I mean, why? You're a special person, clearly.
A machine.
Washington will need a quarterback.
Yes, they will.
Will need a quarterback.
Jacksonville will need a quarterback. Oh, we had someone, Barry Wilner, who brought up Oakland as a possibility. I think that's a good idea. I mean, I like
Carr.
Derek Carr.
I don't understand. Why do you not like Derek Carr?
No, I like Derek Carr. I'm saying it's a good idea in the case of it was good thinking by Barry. Because I just don't think that John Gruden is all the way in on Derek Carr. Doesn't seem to be. Doesn't want to help him.
Doesn't seem to be that in on anybody. I saw this crazy stat today, by the way. Khalil Mack has more sacks than the entire Raiders team combined.
Oh, boy. That's an ugly stat. That is an ugly, ugly stat. Who's the coach of the... Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Who is the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals next year?
I think that you have a pretty good guess of that, don't you?
No! You gotta be kidding me.
I truly honestly don't know, but I think that's another word where Marvin Lewis will retire.
Wait a minute. You just said, Aditi, hey, I think you know. And then you're like, that's what I have no idea about.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mean, but there has been a lot of chatter that, you know, Mike Brown likes what he's familiar with, and Jackson is someone he's familiar with.
You know, they had 44,000 at the stadium today down in Cincinnati.
Sad.
Truly. So he's familiar with empty seats, so I guess he's going to be familiar with that and hire Hugh Jackson is what you're telling me.
I'm not saying that it's definitely a done deal, but there's been a lot of chatter that Mike Brown really does like Hugh Jackson.
Oh, that's sad. Not by you, that's sad by them.
If you're a Browns fan, doesn't it just make you happy?
I'm laughing. You just heard me laugh. I'm laughing.
It's true.
I hope it happens.
Well,
not for Bengals fans.
For you.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It might basically take 2 weeks off a year until they finally wisen up and until they smarten up and fired him. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Who's the head coach of the Browns next year? Before we let you go.
Oh gosh, it's not Condoleezza Rice.
Well, we know that. Do not say Colin Powell, or I'll hang up on you.
Well, both Harbaugh brothers have been linked to the job, haven't they? I don't think they know yet.
I told you, I would give John Harbaugh a piggyback ride to Cleveland.
I mean, he's a great coach.
Obviously.
He really is.
But do you think Greg Williams has a shot at the job realistically?
He's certainly making it hard to not give him consideration.
They go 8-7-1. What is John Dorsey supposed to do? Because the fans love him. The fans absolutely love the guy. And it does seem that him and Baker, even though you don't see them together all the time, it seems like they get along decently enough.
I think that Williams brings a real sense of discipline and order to the club, and I think Baker's a guy that has a lot of respect for that.
I dig it. Was there anything you wanted me to ask you before I let you go?
No, there really wasn't, Ken, actually.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Sorry.
All right.
Maybe next time.
Aditi, thank you very much for the time. We will talk again soon.
Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
It sounds like it was your pleasure. Aditi Gigabwala!
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.